Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
If you're like most people, you've come to the end of yourself. You're watching this video right now. Out of over 100 billion pieces of content, you're listening to me. At this appointed time in your life, this moment is your path to clarity. This speech is a catalyst for alignment and transformation. Let this be the last talk, the last moment that you need to change everything in your life. It's your turn, your time. It's time to upgrade your operating system. And when you come to your breaking point, when you decide to get committed and devoted, and you are determined that nothing will separate you from the destiny that you've been called to fulfill, everything is about to come alive in your life every day. Approximately 150,000 people pass away. I don't mean to sound morbid, but I'm just being honest. They die. Let that statistic not only sink in, but serve as an underscore of the urgency of our existence and the fleeting nature of life. Let that be a reminder of your mortality.
At the end of our lives, we will ask ourselves, did we live? Did we love? Did we matter? Did we fulfill our destiny? Time is running out. Your days are numbered. It's time for your effort to become focused and effective.
But let me be clear about one thing. Your life will remain unchanged until you are willing to identify what is wrong with it and accept the responsibility to change it. If you wake up and do not like the life that you see, and don't believe you are in alignment with God's purposes and plans for your life, the question is, how did I get here? We are all running a program. Some of us have been running the program of fear, scarcity, lack, doubt. Everything that's good sounds like a scam. That I'm supposed to be poor and broken and betrayed and tired and weary. That's the program that you run. That you have to be an employee for the rest of your life. That's a program.
The program you've been running has gotten you as far as you're going to get. And if you don't upgrade, nothing is going to change.
Everything starts with a decision. Here is what we've got to come to grips with. Your time is limited. Your days are numbered. And you're moving so fast, wrapped in the swirl of busyness, distraction, and noise that you probably don't stop and think you are still here. It has been divinely orchestrated that you would hear me at this point in your life. And I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that the hand of God is on your life. I am proud of you. I'm proud that you're still listening to something that's life-giving, that would spark the ember of change in your heart.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, What if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
I'm proud of you. You made it this far. Out of every betrayal, you've been lied to, you've been stabbed in the back, you've gone through betrayal, you've gone through suffering and affliction. Some of you were left for dead, abandoned by people you thought would walk with you through this life. And they left you. And you're still here. You've been undervalued and overlooked and underpaid. And you're still here. And that counts for something.
It is in the who you are becoming that matters more than what you are achieving. Legends understand the beauty and the brilliance of the process. They have a growth mindset. They know what to do, when to do it, and why they're doing it. And they've developed the daily habits that align with the outcomes that they believe they've been destined to have.
And I can tell you that your life is a direct printout of your perspectives, your beliefs, your values. This is where our mindset, our beliefs, our thought, our patterns live in the mental layer, inside. And this is what determines my actions, what was passed down to us environmentally, generationally. This is the program we're running. It's all tethered to a belief system. Let me be clear. I don't think there's something's wrong with you. It's not that you're a bad person. It's what's the program you are running? Can we start with the reality that most people think that this thing is about working harder and hustling and grinding and cold plunging at 3 a.m.? You can cold plunge all you want. You can consistently do the wrong thing. If you're not seeing results in any area of your life, and you might be abundant in one, but totally living in lack and scarcity in another, it's because something in your program is not aligned with the plans and purposes of God for your life. This program that you've been running in your mind, it determines your decisions, your actions, your relationships, your finances, even your health. So here's what most people do. They try to work harder in the tangible realm. They think if they wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and have this nobody's gonna outwork me mentality, and I'm gonna sacrifice, and I'm gonna hustle, and I'm gonna grind, that it doesn't matter how tall the ladder is that you're climbing. If your ladder's up against the wrong building, everything you are doing is in vain. So we think if we grind and if we push ourselves, thinking that effort alone is the answer, but effort without alignment is a waste of energy. It's like trying to build a house without any plans. You can spend a whole lot of time and a whole lot of money, but you're not going to get anywhere without the plans, without pouring the concrete, without laying the foundation, without understanding why you do what you do. If all you're doing is cold plunging at 3 o'clock in the morning, lifting weights, and making it all physical, then you are leaving massive potential on the table. It's in the physical realm where action happens, where effort meets results. But if my mental program is not aligned with the purposes and plans for my life, then effort will only take me so far. This is where we find ourselves wrapped in artificial significance, I like to call busyness, where we consistently feel like we are spinning our wheels, we're working harder without making any real progress.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
Everybody wants the exterior first. You want new zip codes and new area codes. But transcendence is an inside job. Everything starts internally.
If you keep making this thing about the tangible realm, the physical, what you see, and not your inner man, what's happening in your mind, then you're going to miss the mark. And this is where we realize our potential. And we identify where we are sabotaging ourselves. It's time for you to get out of your own way and cancel your subscription to self-sabotage now. We need an upgrade. We need an alignment. We need our thoughts, our ideas, our values, our perspectives to align with the purposes of God for our life. We need more alignment, not effort. It's not about who can hustle or grind. Give me somebody who's hustling. Give me somebody who's grinding and fighting tooth and nail. And I will show you somebody who is aligned. Because alignment replaces effort. Because our actions are aligned with our deepest intentions. And when I am aligned, the results that I'm looking for come exponentially faster. This is where success and accomplishment feels effortless.
That version of you is going to get that life that you dream of. It's your turn, your time.
People tell me all the time, it's hard to get wealthy. It's hard to grind. It's hard to be focused. How do you even do these speeches? It's hard to stay motivated. It's hard to stay broke. It's hard to stay depressed. It's hard to stay governed by anxiety. It's hard to be inconsistent. It's hard not to have daily disciplines. It's hard not to believe in yourself. It's hard to be broke. It's hard to be poor. It's hard. It's all hard. So choose your heart. You either gonna work for it, or you gonna sit there and let life knock you down and dare you to get back up.
It's hard to practice perseverance. It's hard to practice compassion and forgiveness. It's hard to set personal goals. It's hard to take care of yourself. It's hard to be broke. It's hard to live in bitterness and unforgiveness. It's difficult to be jealous of somebody. It's hard to let yourself go. It can be difficult to lay your life down and humble yourself and rid yourself of the disease of ego, pride, and comparison, and competition. It's difficult. It's hard to be creative. It's hard to be an introvert. It's hard to be an extrovert. Singleness can be difficult. Marriage can be difficult. Raising your children on your own can be difficult. It's hard to wake up early. It's hard to wake up late. But there's a reward on the other side of waking up early. If you wake up late, you've lost too much daylight. What somebody else did before you woke up, now you only have a fraction of the day to get it done. There's a reward on the other side of one pain, and there is regret on the other side of the other pain. And if you're going to win the reward, you're going to have to persevere. You're going to need endurance. You're going to need to be consistent. And on the other end of the pendulum, there is the pain of regret, where you did nothing because you were afraid you would make a mistake. The pain of regret will hurt you. So choose your heart. Make a decision. I want the pain of finishing something. I want the pain of persevering. Give me the pain of forgiving my haters. Give me the pain of forgiving people that tried to kill me. Give me the pain of letting it go. Give me the pain of growth. Give me the pain of acquiring new skill sets and talents. Give me the pain of managing my time well. Give me the pain of waking up early. Give me the pain of praying when I didn't feel like it. Forgiving when I didn't feel like it. Letting go. Give me the pain. I'll take that pain, because on the other side of that pain, there is a reward. Every single day of my life, I'll take reward over regrets. Will you keep sleeping on your potential, or will you wake up and make it happen? Choose your pain today. The anguish. anguish, the irritation, the frustration that you feel today will be your strength to leap walls tomorrow, to leap hurdles tomorrow, to champion the day tomorrow.
So you got to turn your pain into progress. You got to learn how to turn your pain into power. Consider this your wake-up call.
What most people fail to realize is that pain is inevitable and it is unavoidable. There is no path in life without pain. Whatever it is that you're going after, whoever it is that you've been destined to become, you cannot have it. You will not become it without pain. You will face challenges and difficulties and giants regardless if you are single, if you are married, if you are a stay-at-home mom, a stay-at-home father, if you are an entrepreneur, if you're working a 9-to-5, if you're an educator, if you are an athlete, if you are a musician, a singer, a producer, it doesn't matter who you are, what you are doing, pain is inevitable.
If I'm going to hurt like this, if I'm going to bleed like this, if I'm going to cry like this, let me cry because I'm in the best shape of my life. Let me cry because I'm conditioned to weather the uphill war. Let me cry because I'm building my relationship. I'm building my business. I'm building my legacy. Let me cry because it hurt, but there is a reward on the other end of my pain. Let me cry tears because I passed the test, because I gave it everything I had. Choose your heart. Everything in life comes with hardship. Make a decision.
At some juncture, you will encounter pain. And the moment that you get acquainted with pain, you get acquainted with hardship, you realize that no matter what you do, no matter how much you study, no matter how much you plan, you will not be able to avoid a measure of pain. I don't care what it is, losing weight, I don't care what it is, a new eating paradigm, a new relationship paradigm, new thoughts, new behaviors. It doesn't matter what you're after, what you're looking to become. If you don't go to the gym, it's gonna hurt you. If you go to the gym, it's gonna hurt you. Your muscles are gonna tear. But on the other side of that pain, there is a reward. There isn't any regret. You won't regret taking care of your body. On the other side of making those healthy decisions, there is a reward. It's the reward of discipline. It's the reward of longevity. It's the reward of influence. It's the reward of power. Do you want results? Do you want a reward? Or do you want regrets? The decision is yours. It's all hard, so choose your heart. Pain is inevitable and it is unavoidable. Pick your pain. Everybody's got a plan until life knocks them out. Because we weren't ready for the pain. And when the pain came, we did not process it. Processing pain is a skill set you've got to acquire. It's a type of currency. If you want the future, if you want next level, if you want tomorrow, if you want to manifest, if you want this thing, I don't care what it is, then you're going to have to get acquainted with pain. The pain of discipline, the pain of growth, the pain of learning, the pain of giving, the pain of forgiving. It all hurts. So pick your pain. Choose your heart. Because at some juncture in life, at some corner you're going to turn, you are going to encounter pain. And you've got to process that pain well. Hear me when I say it. Pain is unavoidable. It's hard to let go of the past. It's hard to give sometimes of your time, your talent, and your treasure. It's hard to balance work life. It's hard to acquire new skills. It's hard to be stagnant. It's hard to be a workhorse. It's hard to be lazy. It's hard to learn how to manage and cultivate relationships. It's hard to learn from your experiences. It's hard to turn your mess into your message. It's all hard. It's hard to hold on. It's hard to let go. But there's a reward on the other end of
any of these hardships. You better choose reward or regret. There is always reward and regret attached to every decision that you make.
Hope. Hold on. Pain ends. Pain does have an expiration date. And when that pain ends, another one will surface, but you will be strong enough because you endured the current pain well. Everybody wants resurrection, but nobody wants the pain of dying to themselves. There's a pain that hurts you, and there's a pain that changes you.
So today, all I want you to do is make a decision to choose your heart.